from the very heart of evergreen forests, under the starry sky of the desert, with the radiance of silver-colored sand, in the midst of proud mountains. Close up, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. I'm in southeastern Iran, in the beautiful province of Sistan and Balochistan. Today, I want to take you to a mysterious place which is known as the Jinn Graveyard. The Jinn Graveyard is located in the ancient village of Tis, with a historical background of 2,300 years. In this village, the beliefs of Baluch people are tied to the mysteriousness and natural silence and the remaining ancient monuments. The Jinn Graveyard is one of these mysteries. It's astonishing. No bird flies in this graveyard. Let me walk further to see what's going on there. Wow! What big bizarre gravestones! The graves are dug beside each other on the rocky surface of the ground. One of the local people of this region told me that these graves are not aimed for burying humans. It's as if he was right. These graves are really strange. To be honest, this way of digging has posed many questions in my mind. For example, who has dug these graves? Or with what type of tool could they dig the graves on a rocky surface? Just beside this graveyard, there is the cemetery of the villagers, but the graves of this cemetery are dug on the surface of the soft soil. When the villagers intend to bury their dead in this cemetery, they try to be very careful not to disturb the tranquility of the jinn. The local people of this village believe that when it gets dark, the jinn whine on the grave of their dead. The villagers also believe if they entered the jinn graveyard at night, they would be cursed by the jinn and would die a harsh death a few days later. It's getting dark and, honestly, I'm afraid a bit. No one is around and I don't hear any noise except of the wind and crickets. In quiet places, everything becomes mysterious and horrifying. So I'd better go back to the village.
Until next time, goodbye! Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.